AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An American Airlines jet arriving from Wichita, Kansas, with 64 people on board, collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Sources tell the AP there were multiple fatalities.
Did you see that?
472. American 3130, go around, turn left in 250, climb Manzini 3000.
We really want to ask each and every Wichitan, Kansan, and American to pray for everyone involved in this incident.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita, Kansas. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
Rescue crews have been searching for survivors in the Potomac River, but D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the crews searching for survivors are facing challenging conditions.
It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the mid-air crash occurred when a regional jet collided with a military helicopter while on approach to an airport runway. American Airlines Flight 5342 was carrying 60 passengers and four crew members. An Army official says three soldiers were on board the helicopter. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran has a connection with the plane that crashed.
I know that flight. I've flown it many times myself. I lobbied American Airlines to begin having a direct nonstop flight service to DCA. That flight has been in existence about a year.
Passengers on the flight included a group of figure skaters who were in a tournament in Wichita. President Trump says he's been fully briefed on what he called this terrible accident, and in referring to the passengers said, "May God bless their souls. May God bless their souls." Hamas began the process of freeing three more Israeli hostages and five Thai captives. This is AP News. President Trump says he has a new use for Guantanamo Bay. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The U.S. base in Cuba has been used to house terror detainees. The president's ordering the opening of a detention center there to hold illegal immigrants.
We're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
And says the facility will hold up to 30,000 migrants.
This will double our capacity.
The president made the remarks moments before signing his administration's first law, named after Lakin Riley, a Georgia nursing student killed last year by an illegal immigrant. The law mandates those in the U.S. illegally and accused of violent crimes be detained and potentially deported even before conviction.
It's a landmark law that we're doing today. It's going to save countless innocent American lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.